Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It's 27 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Yeah, this is the type of music that the bishop likes a lot. Yeah, you must go to his church one day when they have finally reopened. Yeah, he likes music, this one. I'm not sure if he can sing well, but I know. You know, I look at his heart. These are some of the people that you just look at their heart. You don't listen to their voices as such. You look at their heart. I don't know whether you'll be able to see their heart. Yay? Banapilo. You look at their heart and say, ish. There's a song. There's a saying, but I'm not saying hore. It says about Mfundisi. Kastona rere letaila. Mfundisi, why is it buwa ya ere letaila? I get the Kastutuli.
Kintriwan.
It's not referring to you. I'm just saying. Nje. Ere letaila. Kana ere letaila letang. Ish. Never. Otherwise, you go to the shop and go to the shop.
Of God, by the grace of the living God, we are still well kept. And greetings unto you and my beloved listeners, the Radio Pulpit.
No, Rale Bahamfundi. So, do you ever get calls from our wonderful, beautiful, caring listeners?
Wow, yeah, no, we engage a lot on WhatsApp, and I receive calls. And by the grace of God, please call me. So he calls. So it's very interesting. Yes,
the Holy Spirit. You, please call. Please call at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Ah, man of God.
Or you'll hear you at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Mruti, why is it one bless him, Mruti? How is it one bless?
Something is serious.
We are here for them, Fundis. We love them. Any time of the day, we pick those calls. Hey, let's a little bless. I can need to one each. And mostly, but we're a suit. I don't know. I'm a right. That's a suit, hey. It's like a blazer, man. We're just focusing on ourselves. We go to the gym, we eat healthy food, we eat the makeup, the eyebrows, but are we taking care of the spirit man inside us? Mfundisi.
Man of God, thank you so much. We had a very progressive topic when we are addressing the true worshippers. And today, let's just, change the tune and go a little bit deeper when we are addressing, a spiritual man. And without any waste of time, let us quickly look into the Word of God from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter number 4, we'll just be reading from verse number 12 and 13, for the love of the word. And it reads as follows, Muruti Moabi says, for the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires. And verse 13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Let me repeat that again. It says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. And he is the one to whom we are accountable. Having said that, Muruti Moabi, we will realize that if the truth needs to be told, there was a real serious debate about who wrote the book of Hebrews, though many people believe that it is Paul. So I don't know when I assume.
I'm one of those because the same language is the same. Yeah, you only read Pauline letters and the book of Hebrews. You would be forgiven to think that it was the same person that wrote it.
I think mainly it's because Paul was logical. You know, Paul was one of those writers who were very logician. And when you look deeper now, when it says the word of God is two-edged, meaning that many a times when we address, you know, the audience or we preach, you know, from the same Bible, we will be saying, no, but we tend to forget that Paul put it nicely, logically speaking, that it is two-edged sword, meaning what, as much as it is sharper, you know, on other side, it's also sharper on the other side. So and many a times when we try our level best to preach the word to other people, at the same time we are preaching to ourselves. So we are not immune as preachers of the gospel to what the Bible you know tells us to do. Hari the superstars. Lindsulamudimo, as much as Lisebeta to the audience, Lorona Sebeta. And you see that many a times when we try by our level best to preach to others, that is the same time again when we minister to ourselves. And I believe why now we have chosen the topic here, a spiritual man, is because a man in a tripartite, man as a tripartite being. Tripartite meaning that man first is spirit, and again is soul and body. So now we all know that because God is spirit, we were created in the image and the likeness of God. And now that now put us now as the reflection or the mirror of God, but that is in our spiritual man. And now the Bible says when the spirit kissed the dust, the soul was born. And now here is the biggest challenge that we have, because it is in the soul, Murutuaka Moiloring, we have our intellect, and then again we have, you know, our emotions, also we have our free will. But now when we look now into our spirit, man, in the spirit, that is where we have what we call our intuition, and also we have our conscience. And that is where, you know, again, we have, where the worship will always take place, you know, where we fellowship with God. That means that we cannot worship God in our soulical nature, but we can only worship God in the spirit. And many a times we are being deceived by our intellect. We are being deceived by our soulical nature, that we want to address the Ntota Modimo based on our knowledge and again our wisdom. And this is where now we happen to frustrate you know the real person who is the spirit man, because from time to time, blessed and
encouraged. Yes, by the Muruti,
yes, because now from time to time we starve him. We starve him because refida kelelo tsaruna, refida makhale aruna. That is why we can go there and mesmerize, you know, our audience out of our own eloquency, and then how we put nicely playing around with words, But as much as we are doing that, we are not addressing the real person. We are just playing around with emotions. Mm. And people who are carried by emotions, Murutuaka, they fail to be fully rooted in the word and the truth of who God is. People who are forever carried by their emotions, they fail to be fully immersed in the revelation of who God is. Having said that, that's where now we have a challenge as time goes by, that from time to time people become dry. When people become dry, the old nature, like we spoke about Peter the last time, that Jesus said to Peter, "Peter, Simon, you are no longer Simon, but now Ukhonke ubitwa Peter." But when Jesus was just about to go, he said to him, "Simon, Simon, Simon," addressing the old nature. And this is where, again, when we look into the Word of God, we realize that when Jesus was addressing the man by the name of Nicodemus in the book of John, he said, "What is born of flesh is flesh." Now, for the longest of time, and we tend to forget our immortal being, which is our spirit. We only cease to exist because the only thing is visible. The only thing that everybody are reborn is because we are still locked, box lena like that.
Yes.
But immediately when we depart from this box, it does not mean that we are no longer here. It's just that we cease to exist. We become invisible because there are people who've been preaching about God. People who've been going up and down telling people about God. But the good part about the whole thing, Mudimu makeshono mwana kama asho, because masho ana mahana hana insight yantosa moya.
Yes, before we can continue, it's 15 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. We're still with Pastor David Malatse talking about the spirit man. Mufundis,
Dad.
I think I now have the answer to the challenges and the problems that we've been seeing and encountering in the churches today. The problem is people don't know that who we really are, that we are the spirit. That's why the spirit man has been stuffed. The spirit man, remember, he survives or he lives by the word. What we've been doing, we've just been entertaining the body and what some of the things that you mentioned, the emotions and all that. So had people had they known that we are the spirit and we need the word to live, I'm sure the preachings would be different, eh?
No, our entire being, Moruti, because as much as we are self-centered, then we are driven by our ego, and whoever who is egocentric, Mutu ole we nana la buena, because ntoye mwele mwe kuri eesa hale, but ukemile baibone kaye. And this is where we have struggled for the longest of time, because we can't gel really banaba mubimu. I mean, why, Muruti hanka kuwa, kapa wena wakuwa, ule Muruti muhabi en, oka moki kibutin kereke ding den, just the street away, then you start another church, automatically then you become my enemy. But while we are serving the same kingdom, it shows that somehow the real nature emodimo aikisise ngorona ka Kriste. It is not yet visible. That is why when Paul put it nicely, that look, the word of God is alive, but it is not only alive, it is also powerful. There is another translation where this word is active and it is able to energize. But and it goes by saying it is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword. Now, cutting between soul and spirit. Now, many people, they don't realize this thin line, Elohim is separator, the spirit man from the soulish man. Because people who are soulical, they are driven and controlled by their ego. They are self-centered. These are the people who are forever hurt. These are the people who are forever driven, by what they see, but by not what they know. You know, the hardest thing, Murutuaka, in the Christian world is when we fail even to see, the basic principles, people, they lack those basic principles, because even when you're sitting there, you're listening to this person. Yes, but there is no aroma of God in him. Yes, he can play around with words. He's even a good motivator. But whatever that he's saying, I don't smell the aroma of God in it, because ruko motho o pompasimo ruko motho o le ka ngore bontsha ka hore na o tseba ha kae o badile ha kae o ile sekolong se feng a ya kae, but now ha re utlwe modimo ka hare nthwena. Now that's where now many people, they become stuck, because when you look into this deeper scope of life, you realize it is difficult for people even to know Holy Spirit, because people they confuse Holy Spirit to intuition. They don't know now intuition, and then they don't know the Holy Spirit. And that is why even when people they want to address or to express themselves accordingly, they will say, the Spirit of God says. But now, when you want to question them thoroughly, but do you know now how buaka moya wa modimo o bua ka mang? Do you understand? Do you know that the same Spirit o buang ka yena, he is audible enough? Wa hona ho bua ka lentswe le loreng le audible. But in order for you to hear him, ha o hloke ditsebe tsena tsa moya. And this, Muruti, becomes a serious process because because someone once said, you need the word of God to stay away from sin, because sin is able to keep you away from the word of God. So, meaning, from time to time, when you eat the word of God, this word becomes alive in you, and it adds that energy in you. Elori iko hona hore o hona ho prevaila udima motho ona wa nama, because motho wa nama ha shi murutu waka o mukisa under control.
We be a crucify wa mapula. Because these messages are not preached enough, Mfundis.
I'm concerned, Muruti. I'm concerned because as I said, as much as we are preaching to others, we are also preaching to ourselves, because the issue ya nama, Muruti, the issue ya nama, just worry, say tretwin kin nama, and again, say tretwin kin moya. Now, in order for us now to stay alert, in order for us now to stay tuned in the spiritual realm, there are certain things in us. Take a look at that, would be suppressed. Many people, they don't understand that each and every individual is capable to be wicked, is capable to be evil. I mean, you name them all. The only thing that separates us, you worry, rinse repeal la hoba haufinyana. I want to root it. hona le nako tse ding tse e le goreng o tlo bona gore in the real life situation, whoever ya lekang go dula nneteng, you know o feta ka gara diteko tse ngata. For you are meant to remain sane in this crazy and demonic world, you will have to encounter many temptations. You will have to encounter the test tenata because it is not normal, kara le fasi, le abnormal to stay, tuned, to the spiritual realm. But now the biggest thing, Elorin, it was highly neglected, in our churches and in our spiritual journey. Is verse 13, where verse 13 says, nothing in all creation is hidden from God. Many a times, Murutuaka, we reliki le ori, harika kapela batu, rike te manyeloi. And I believe that Mudimo, unale manyeloi, ainafu elore, habashu wakata karona, because God commanded the angelic, forces to come and serve us. We are blessed enough for Rona. We don't serve angels, but angels serve us. Now we cannot take the form Yamanyeloi. And now, because we neglected now verse 13 that nothing in all creation is hidden from God, and also that everything is naked and exposed before his eyes. This means to say that if there are certain areas in your life, mounts on the struggle, let us have that perception, that mindset, Elorin. Because in a real life situation, you cannot just pretend to be something that you are not. Because in the spiritual journey, but pretend and they go but not far. They go but nowhere. And that is what Kentwere Boninkara, the Kereketaruna. Kentwere Boninkara, Banababorona, Banembarata Mudimore. Whatever any driver, it was not spiritual, it was not tapped from the spiritual realm, which is the source of life. But it was tapped from the soulish nature, where someone is driven by intellect, is driven by emotions, and is driven again by willpower. And now Mutu Ozualo, Oswanele Maribu saying, sometimes red, sometimes orange, sometimes yellow. How ono mkalo kanya hori? Hankenke mutuona uyenikai. And now when Jesus said, when he was addressing his disciples, said, when his disciples said, but why, disciples, I mean, John, ilor, whenever bona habaja, bashapa mazo, and Jesus said, look, seke nanga mohari. Will never contaminate mutu, but mutu contaminate again to elswankahari because it comes from the heart.
Yes,
now
sir.
This is where now the serious problem ebantengore. How dare we call ourselves banaba mudimu, but there is never anything kara di pelotsa rona enandi mudimu kahari, because that is it is in our hearts where we have all sorts of bitterness, all sorts of anger, jealousy, you name them all. And now at the same time, out of our mouth, we want to preach Christ. But the same Christ, he's not revealed in our hearts. So I have a problem on that regard, Murutuaka. Mm-hmm. I wish we can have some time to look into our spiritual nature in order for people to realize, or you don't need a platform. You don't need to go to the mountain. You don't need holy oil or maybe holy candle. All that you need is to stay connected to your spiritual nature.
Murudi, Kantata Yanako, we're going to have to leave it right here. Thank you very much, Mfundisi Wami. But I agree, we'll talk about it quickly. For those who want to talk to you, Mfundisi, what's your number?
It's 072. It's 316.
Yes, sir.
And 317.
Murduaka. 072-316-317.
Koshiak.
And I'm happy on Facebook, Pastor David Malatse.
No, Jim Po David Malatse.
Mpo David Malatse, yes.
I want to take you in then. Kikile kile hela, kikile hela.
Ule hela, jwal. Murudu, lebele lega mozo.
Thank you so much, Murudu Malatse. Pastor,
Pastor David Malatse, the honorary prophet to your daily company. Well, there you had it from him. Me, Khawhanafa, up next, Kishalanati on AM 657.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM. 657 AM.